Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're live.
Oh dear.
Good job we make each other laugh.
Right, do that again. Three. Oh. Who's pressing go?
It's going.
Oh.
You go.
Hello guys. Welcome back to Baby Name Envy, the very professional podcast. My name is SJ Strem. You may know me from YouTube, where I have been making baby name lists for a few years as inspiration because I'm a baby name nerd and enthusiast. And it's also one of the toughest decisions parents make, and they want an unbiased opinion and some inspiration. So I've got Naomi, my sister, with me. Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
And we are here. We've got tons of dilemmas. So basically how this works is we get sent in loads of dilemmas, people giving us their names, and this week we got some really interesting ones. So we have somebody who is changing their name because no one gets her name right and she's sick of it. She wants a whole
driving
new
her mad
name. We have a parent who's made a baby name mistake with her first
baby name regret.
Doesn't want to make the same mistake again and wants our guidance and advice.
She'll get it.
Or won't she get it? Didn't even ask for it. I just had to wrestle out of her on the street. And we have two boys and a little lady, so a first daughter's name. And then we've got some pretty shocking name, the names that have gone a little bit wrong as well.
Yeah.
So I've got quite a lot of juicy name dramas, but I've worked so hard on also answering them all and giving you tons of name ideas and inspo, because that's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for.
That's
you
what
are
I'm
the
best at.
Expert.
Some people have a book in them, some people have a song in them. I have endless baby name lists.
And some people have a rap in them, SJ.
Oh,
so yo, yo, yo. Do, do, do. Now, listen.
Don't.
I don't realise that. I can't believe that
have
up till now.
That?
No, I have not practiced that.
Good.
I can't believe that up till now you haven't noticed my yo-yo or chat-chat that I've been doing, because I'm leading into, we have been asked about rap star names. So it must be a thing.
Must be going around on the TikTok.
Something's going on on the TikTok.
On the TikTok, yeah.
If you saw me, I was trying to make that. What cracks me up so much about this is we got asked about it really quite a few times. Can you come up with
what cracks
rap
me
star?
Up is two mums doing a baby podcast trying to rap.
No. Asking us, and I was like, right, I need to find my inner rap star, which, let's be honest, I've never channeled before.
Really? You're more of a Michael Ball sound.
Oh, I really am. Musicals. Now, what I was going to say is, you know, some people can just reel off a rap. Do you know that some people know that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, I do.
I was thinking, I really need to impress SJ and do this amazing rap for her. Yeah. But I don't know a rap at all. I just don't have one in my back pocket. So what I thought I'd do, yeah,
yeah,
is rap a song I know, because it's the only song I know all the words
then,
to.
Then
yo,
I'll do
yo.
Mine. Then I'll do you, mine.
Oh,
oh, I didn't even know it was coming. Wicked. And it's off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
I reckon I know it.
You say, you only hear what you want to. You don't listen hard. You don't pay attention to the distance that you're running, to anyone,
that's
anywhere.
Not a rap.
No, I'm making it a rap
oh.
to make myself sound cool, because I'm going to give you some rap star baby names in a minute.
Oh, so
you see what I'm saying?
No, I really didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Well, now you do your rap then, and see, and I'll see if it's a rap or if it's crap.
So that was Lisa Loeb's "Stay" in a rap form, was it?
Yeah, it was. And I reckon there's something in it. To be fair,
what about this? Do you not remember? This is as cool as my rapping gets. At the beginning of the All Saints, did I ever start the fight?
That's not a rap.
Even when
that's
got me going around, all the pieces to my question I need to find. My head spinning.
Do you know what?
People are like, what have I logged on
that's
to?
That's just a soft, sexy
soft
intro
beginning.
To their song.
Did I never get
so basically,
it right?
We're crap at rapping, aren't we? But
okay.
I don't know that we're crap at naming rap star babies. So
no.
I've come up with a few.
So
okay?
What is a rap star?
I've put lots
star,
of thought
is
into this.
Is this your rap name or a name you would call your baby if you thought, what theme do I want for my baby? Is it boho?
No, it's this.
Is it nature or is it rap?
My boyfriend, Jay-Z, say.
Okay.
We're having a baby, Naomi, mm-hmm. Jay-Z. What am I going to call it?
Yep.
So that's where I've gone with it.
Okay.
I mean, we've been asked. Let's deliver.
Let's, the people
yo,
want,
yo.
The people want.
The people want the baby names. Okay. Ready? Mellow Days.
Oh, what? Liz, I quite like it.
I've put hyphens in as well. So Mel hyphen O hyphen Days.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so that's my rap star baby. I've got another one.
And it reminds me of like Mellow Calm Days. Mellow Days.
Well,
oh,
I was going hardcore gangster.
I know, I've gone like gentle flipping around the forest.
No, I was keeping me own on Glastonbury stage.
Is it,
right there.
Is it Days with a Z? Sorry. That's
no, no, I actually
difference.
Have done Days with a Z. Because I'm obviously, I'm really street. Now, the other one I've gone for is Butterflies.
That is.
Fly. Because fly
butterfly.
Means something.
You're writing pretty girl names with a Z on the end, pretending that you're cool.
Okay, okay. Maybe that was
that is
maybe
terrible.
That was weak. Okay. Now, what
maybe
about this
it was
one?
Weak.
No.
Never...
Busy. Now, the reason I want to be called busy
oh, yeah.
so I can go, I'm busy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm busy, man.
Yes, very cool. That could be your TikTok name, Busy. And I also like Busy Phillips.
Oh, right. So someone's already got the name.
Busy Phillips.
Well, this is my rap star baby. This is Little Busy. I'm busy.
People will not be asking you to repeat
no,
your
no,
rap
star maybe it's
name.
Not a section we're going to get asked about again.
Well, I did like it.
I've got
enjoyed
one for you.
Oh!
Suzzy J.
Suzzy J.
Yeah.
Suzzy. That sounds a
yeah.
bit like Scuddy J. But all right. But
oh, okay.
I've actually
no
put...
one is impressed by my rap star names.
Sorry.
I've put quite a lot of thought into them.
Oh, I
Mellow
really...
Days was the
Mellow
winner.
Mellow Days was the winner. I did really like
yeah.
it. So I've just put, while you were chatting, I was avidly listening. I was also... thinking.
You say you only hear what you want to.
Oh my God. I was also typing into myrapname.com my name and it's generated for me my own rapper
what
name.
What is it?
Oh, they're brilliant. Well, I've got a few. S Flavor.
Oh,
I
love
not,
it.
Double S, not sure, but this one's a good one. S Humps. And then I put generate again.
I
the
think
next,
my Suzzy J is better than S Humps.
The next one that came up is S Foxy Humps.
Oh, God. Is it, are you on the right generator? Or
I
you're
don't
on
know
sex
what I'm
generator?
On. Easy S Mystique.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe I am
there
on the wrong
a,
website right now.
I think you are.
And then the last one is a bit Will I Am. So it's Seh, S-A space, Rajane.
I think Red your only Jane. Fans' names are the other ones. And then that one is your boy.
S Foxy Humps. I feel like they have
oh
been looking
God.
On my Instagram.
They have, yeah. They've taken it from your algorithms and what you must look at. Honestly, they've got the fox in there. Well, brilliant. Well, obviously, we're not flying at
oh,
that category.
Oh, let's get back to our comfort zone.
Okay, right.
Quickly backpedal into our comfort
into
zone.
Into Dilemma straight away, because we've got some great ones this week. So, changing my name as no one. Gets it right.
Mm. So I mean, this is an adult changing their name. We get
what?
Quite a lot of these, don't we?
What do you think that you've opened the floodgates?
I think
I've
done
all
it.
Deep old dramas. Hey, SJ and Naomi, I have a naming dilemma, but not a baby name. I was wondering if you could help me. My name is Brittany Marie. Fitzgerald. And I've always hated my name, not because it's a terrible name, but because everyone calls me Brittany instead of Brittany. And I'm someone who really cares about grammar and pronunciation. Ooh. I also feel my middle name is too boring. However, both my grannies are called Mary, so my parents chose Marie because it sounded better than Mary.
So
okay.
Brittany Marie.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Brittany. And yeah, also people very don't different. Say the T, because you've had that with Lottie, that people yes. don't say the T. How does Lottie say her own name?
Lottie,
yeah. So people don't I'm say like, the... Geez. Yes, so she might also get Brittany. Britain.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm saying it in that no. way, but yeah, I can understand. So it's really irritating.
Well, really different
her.
Things as well, because Brittany, I'm thinking of as a place.
Me too, and
I
actually think
Britney Spears.
And also, I love both.
And what's
things.
Wrong with both of either of them?
But also, you sort of, if you're thinking of a name, you know, Brittany, you're like, oh, it's a bit different. I will go
really
with Brittany,
different.
And then no one's bothering to. Say it
no.
to her. So I understand that. But she says she wants to change her name, but she's so indecisive.
She's your girl.
I've made some decisions.
And also, I know how to bring it up with, I don't know how to bring it up with my family. I don't want to offend my parents and it's not their fault. I think I want to be named something nice, but it's just not my style. And I don't feel any connection to my name due to this mispronunciation. I don't want to go by Brittany as it's not my name. I don't like it when people correct and they don't listen to the point where my whole family and grandparents call me Brittany. So even the people that named her Brittany are going Brittany.
Well, I get that because some people in our family, they just call me Sarah.
Yeah.
And my parents chose Sarah Jane for a reason. And if anyone was going to shorten it, it's always been SJ.
Yeah.
But there's certain people in my family just go Sarah. And it makes me feel a bit like you can't be bothered to even...
I think Granny calls you Sarah, doesn't she?
Well, I wasn't going to name and shame, but yes.
Oh, okay.
She's 100. I don't think she listens to the podcast, but
no.
She's just, get with the program, Granny.
No. I also don't really like Brit unless it's a nickname by my close friends and it sounds too abrupt and short. So she doesn't want to go and change her name just to Brit. And I don't feel any connection to Brittany. And I can't seem to get anyone to call me that anyway.
She's just kind of gone off her own name,
yeah.
hasn't she, really? And I feel like that happens when you're getting a little bit older, maybe, and you feel like you want this change. So she's got some interest, she says, at the end. So she likes unisex names. She says, this is interesting, when she says, I like names that have a darker meaning
I know.
As well. Mm. So mythological, celestial, prehistoric, fairy, Wicca kind of names. She doesn't like most girl names and she doesn't want a popular name.
Mm.
Oh,
I bet you've had loads of fun thinking about all of these.
She knows what she doesn't want.
I have a real interest in geological time periods. I also love music, especially the concept based upon music.
Oh, well,
progressive genres and metal.
Especially people rapping.
And rap. And really rubbish rap. I also want something wearable that suits me. Oh, so she's not going to go busy. And I really like... It's something that I really like because I just don't find that my name suits me anymore. This is really interesting because we've actually just not covered this, that people just go off their name. It must happen. It must really happen.
Oh, a lot. And I think sometimes it's like not having a connection to her name. And I think in these day and ages, we demand a bit more of an identity mm-hmm. through our names.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as people get a bit more like... you know, open to let's maybe have a little like, kind of like, you know, name check. When you're 18, you get to legally change your name if you want to or something and make it a bit more the norm
exactly.
because it is happening all the time. So I was really fascinated by this because I thought, kind of got her point. And then I also kind of was like, her vibe is really interested with the names. And I think the thing about offending, what do you think about that, offending her? I mean, I didn't consider that when I demanded a middle name.
But you didn't consider it. And I would feel that I would consider it. I think it'd be a really big thing to say to the family, actually, I've just really gone off my name. However, where she's got the ace card is even you don't say my name right.
Yes.
It's Brittany. The only thing I thought was quite interesting is the abbreviation of Brittany, which I'm really associating with France. Maybe they really don't at all. Is that the irony is that the shortened it's Brit. So obviously more Britain.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking
yeah.
it's really sort of placey. She's just not getting on board with it. She wants a new name.
She wants
What's
a
she
new name. And what she
from?
Has said is she wants any suggestions would be great or even direction to look in.
Yeah.
So I have found this absolutely fascinating thing where people pick a craft name. So this is the direction I think she needs to go down. It's also referred to as a magical name.
Wow.
Basically what this is, it's a secondary religious name that's adopted by practitioners of Wicca, which is this type of neo-pagan witchcraft or magic. So there's lots of living witches, as we know, who practice Wicca, and they adopt a craft name. Right. So it's a bit like in your inner circle, you would be known by your craft name, and only some people would know it. And in fact, that's why she might like it, because craft names are adopted by people as a means of protecting their privacy.
Wow.
And it says, you know, people are in the broom closet where they're a hidden witch.
Yeah.
So they'd out themselves. So within their Wicca circle, they would have another name.
Wow.
And I thought this is what she should then research. There's so many books about it, articles. And I was like, really getting myself in deep with this. But she was like, what was the direction? I feel like with her interests in history, her interest in Wicca, her mythological interests, she might find really interesting. So they will use it as maybe even as part of an initiation ritual when you're joining. But what I quite like is that it may also be used as a protective method, as it's believed by some that one's true name can be used as a tag lock to identify that person for the purpose of magical activities, predominantly curses. And I feel like she doesn't identify with her name. She wants to pick a different one. And actually, it was said in this article I was reading a lot about it, it said the idea of using alternative names as an attempt to develop different personas is really normal in lots of different groups, sects, religions, like the neo-pagans do. And I thought, we do actually. You might have a different name on social media, things like that. So why not
your
have
rap
another
circle,
name?
In your rap mellow days.
Exactly.
In your work life, Naomi.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
So as demonstrated by Mellow Days over there.
To be honest, I think it could stick.
I think
I'm not making a big deal if I'm really trying to play down the success.
I'm not making a big deal, but I've mentioned it 65 times.
I've already just got my new Instagram handle in case this goes viral.
So there's some beautiful names, actually. The first one's not dissimilar to Mellow Days. It's Dayonis. Dayonis. And I thought it's a bit like the name she likes.
I have never heard of that name.
Dayonis.
Before.
It's quite nice though, isn't
really
it?
Really nice, yeah.
Sounds like her. And it was the craft name of Thelma Capel, who was the high priestess in Wicca.
Okay.
So there's all these things. If you start searching into craft names, she was a high priestess. There's also Aradia, A-R-A-D-I-A, who was Phyllis Currot, who she had an autobiography called Book of Shadows, which is all about craft names.
Wow.
So I thought that Brittany should go and get Book of Shadows. But
yes.
Aradia, A-R-A-D-I-A, I liked, but it is probably likely to be mispronounced again. A couple that I liked, oh my God, I loved these. Caradoc. I've wanted to put Caradoc on a name list for so long. So it's C-A-R-A-D-O-C, Caradoc. So it's very strong. It's very unusual.
I think she'd like that, though. I think she'd carry that off.
I've had this in my back pocket.
Have
Caradoc,
you?
The actual... It sounds kind of cool. I see it on so many lists, and I've never sort of thought, where does it sit? But for her, it sits in that sort of gender-neutral thing.
Yeah, it
she
does.
Likes. So phonetic as well, if she'd like it. It's Welsh. And then what I got to is it means... one who is truly loved.
Okay.
And I thought, she likes dark meanings. But I thought, you know what?
I think the name is harder and the meaning softer.
Yes, that's true. Caradoc doesn't sound like it's a soft and gentle name, but I thought she could interpret that in her mind is, this is a name that I truly love.
Yes,
so she can put the truly loved isn't about soft and pretty or so truly loved. It's about, this is a name I've truly loved. This is truly me, Caradoc. I love it. Everyone has to say it. It's an ancient Celtic name worn by Knights of the Round Table. She's into that kind of thing. Well, I don't know. I reckon that she is, from her other interests. You know, the Round Table is a fascinating sort of mythologies, tons of stuff comes out of there. So Caradoc, I thought she might like. But my absolute favourite, I think, is Domino.
Yeah, I love that.
Super
really
trendy.
Cool.
I have had it on a name list ages ago, and it's just fascinating because I feel like when she's picking a name, she wants names that. And I had somebody message me recently, and they were like, "We're looking for a boy name. Our girl name is Domino," and I was like, "Brilliant!"
Really?
So she's going to go with it. Her boy name is June, D-U-N-E.
Not Ludo.
I do like Ludo as well. I do like Ludo. I would have a Ludo and a Domino. So Domino is a name. You know, it's traditionally a name. So the game comes, it used to be originally played with priests' cloaks, and that's where they made it into the little pieces. It was black and white because it was the colours of priests' cloaks.
Gosh.
And it used to mean to dominate. That's how it was, domino.
Gosh.
And it was a game that they played, apparently. But also Dominicus is the Latin form, which actually means half mask. So you're wearing a half mask covering your eyes. God. Is a domino. And I thought she feels a bit masked, yeah. doesn't she? She feels a bit sort of behind her name somehow. Yeah. So she's coming forward a little bit because it's a mask, half mask around the eyes that obscures your true identity. Mm. Thought she might like that. There was a movie, Domino, which had Keira Knightley in it. I've never seen
no,
it.
Nor me.
But it's a biopic of a famous... woman who was a bounty hunter.
Okay.
And she was a kind of bit like a Robin Hood. She used to go out with a bounty hunter. She's a real person. So I thought that Brittany might want to go and watch that as well.
Yeah.
I feel like it's important to her where the name comes from, obviously.
Absolutely.
It's important to me as well. So me and Brittany could basically hang
out.
What do you reckon of those names?
I think they're really, really great. And I think, interestingly, her dilemma is probably not telling the family as much as you might get a bit of resistance when you give them your new names. I think it will feel like they're... You know, that's their child, isn't it? I think if someone came to me with a new name, I'd be like, oh, I have to take a minute. So do your research and go to them sort of fait accompli, going, look, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah,
this is the meaning.
Reasons.
It really suits me. You know me so well. You can see why I love it.
Yeah.
I think those are some brilliant names. I have to say, Domino really is my favourite there.
Isn't it cool?
It's super cool. I've just never, ever heard of it.
Well, it's difficult here in England because we have Domino's Pizza.
Oh, right. I wouldn't know you've said that.
Sorry.
I'm afraid that's just...
I know, Domino's Pizza.
I mean, I probably
pizza.
Prefer a Domino's Pizza to the game Domino's, do you? If I'm honest.
I do. Was this after the priest cloak game? All the bounty hunter?
Or an extra large...
I just had a
Domino's Hawaiian. Yeah, pizza. I just had a pizza.
Oh, but right. She's in Australia, so brand names don't travel.
Can you say Domino in Australian so I can just see if I like it?
No,
absolutely
I
not.
Could you maybe wrap Domino Trump
well,
over there?
Mellow Days probably could. Okay, and on to the next one. They were really good, actually. I really like. I think you'll like some of those.
I hope so.
It's a really interesting category. Please let us know what you name yourself. I regret the name. So these are going on nicely from each other. Help me not make another mistake.
We will.
Okay. I've just seen on YouTube asking about baby name regrets, and I thought I'd email him. I've got a 7-year-old son, and I really regret not giving him a middle name.
Well, he won't be thinking about that, I can tell you, in the future.
No, absolutely. And there's something he could do about it, as long as it's less than two. But I just can't think of anything that would work, as both his first name and surname are long. Full name, Jackson Mansfield. We've discussed this and I voiced my opinion that I regret not giving him middle name, which he would then ask, and then I asked him if he wanted to pick his own middle name.
Yay,
however,
that's so nice.
A typical 7-year-old, I asked what he thinks would work and he just replied, Flash. Jackson Flash Mansfield. I don't think so.
But what do you think, Mum and Dad?
If you had
Forrest
gone...
up.
Well, can you fit it in as well?
Don't claim that.
Well, Flash.
Don't blame that on him being 7. He's a brave middle namer. We've got to stand up for ourselves.
When we then have a little girl called Elsie Poppy Louise Mansfield, which I have no regrets about her name. I absolutely love it. And they've really done a U-turn there because they've gone for 2 middle names.
Yeah.
So they've obviously made up for it there. We're expecting our second little boy and we have fallen in love with the name Freddie. But we are undecided on middle names. We want Luca or Jack, or maybe even both. Luca for both our older brothers, both named Luke, born just days apart, same year, same hospital. However, my partner's brother only lived for a few hours. So this would be to honour both our brothers. Oh my goodness, that's beautiful.
That's such an amazing story. So their brothers are called Luke, born in the same hospital, hours apart.
Gosh.
Her brother Luke is still around, but his brother Luke only lived a few hours.
A few hours. Isn't that momentous to think that both their parents, their mums, left that hospital with such different experiences?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so it's a great to bring that into the family.
Isn't it? And Jack, to honour our little boy, Jackson, as I think Freddie Jackson, Luca Mansfield, or vice versa, Luca Jackson is too long. What are your thoughts? I'd be interested to hear and get your opinions. Kindest regards, Chloe. Gosh. Mm. Well, it's nice because it's Freddie, so we're really fond of the name Freddie, and we've got some experience of thinking about middle names to
fond.
Go with Freddie.
We love the name Freddie. So my eldest is Freddie. I really think that it sounds really nice. Jackson, Elsie and Freddie, glad you've fallen in love as well.
Yeah.
But the middle names. So I don't know. What do you think of Freddie Jackson Luca or Freddie Luca Jackson Mansfield? Are they too long?
I actually don't think they're too long, to be fair. I think I preferred Luca Jackson. I mean, to be honest, that's like a name in itself.
Mm.
Luca Jackson Mansfield.
I mean, she's got reasons for choosing the middles. I mean, sometimes, I was about to say sometimes we overthink middle names. But, you know, what else can we do for 9 months?
I'm not being funny. I'm going to add another middle name into my name. I'm getting really jealous here. Next time my name lands for me, I'm going to be on that deep hole.
So what I thought, Chloe, was blend the names together. Oh. So you've got Luke after the two brothers.
I love that.
You've got Jackson after your eldest son who doesn't have a middle name. Why not go Lucas? So you have Freddie Lucas, which is Luke and Jackson kind of together blended. Then what you do is you go Jackson, go back to Jackson and give him the same middle name, Lucas.
Yes.
So the brothers share a middle name all of a sudden.
Yes.
It's bringing Luke into the family because if Freddie's Freddie Jackson and then there's Jackson, Jackson, Freddie, you know, like it's a bit strange. Whereas actually if you pick this blend name, Lucas, which means bringer of light, really nice name.
Lovely.
It really honours Luke.
Yes.
It doesn't take Jackson's name twice, even though that is a lovely thing to do to pass it on to the brother.
It is.
It sort of almost points out again that he didn't have that opportunity.
Yes.
So I thought it'd be quite cute. Your brother's being born, Freddie Lucas.
Yeah.
And guess what, Jackson? While we're registering him, we'll also go in and give you Lucas as well. And it might give them a really lovely bond as well, but maybe go Flash Lucas for Jackson. Because what do you think of that? And I thought it was quite nice that it means bringer of life.
I think it's really lovely. I think that's a really nice suggestion to sort of give the baby, give the boys the same name. I think it's a really lovely story.
And it's quite
story.
Nice to have Lucas twice in the family because there were two Lukes.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Yeah.
So it kind of works really nicely.
Really
I think.
Lovely. That's
so
a lovely
Chloe,
story.
You like that.
Oh, so do I. Can cousins have almost the same name? Hey, SJ and Naomi, my husband and I have a dilemma that we would like to you to weigh in on.
Well, weigh in on.
We are weighing right in. I am not pregnant, but plan on having children soon. We have had our babies' names picked out for years. Recently, my brother-in-law's twin brother and his wife have just called their had a baby girl and have named her Adeline. The problem is my husband and I had picked out Adeline with a nickname of Addie. For a girl.
Oh. Pinched.
Yeah.
It's always that. And it's the thing is, how far away is it still okay to use it? And that's the dilemma. So I think this is what's going to be interesting to chat about.
Okay.
Because obviously if it's your sister, but if it's your brother-in-law's brother and his wife, is that okay?
Well, what's happened is she's asked her sister and they have said that they are pronounced the same.
Yes, yeah, so use it Adeline, which we would often say. No, because it's spelled with the L-I-N-E, so it's a good question, where she likes Adeline with the L-Y-N-N. But they're obviously saying Adeline as Adeline as well.
And saying it's just really close. My husband and I have picked this name because it's both of my mother's middle names and his mother's name is Lim. So we thought it would be a nice nod to both of them, which it really is. It's got a really nice meaning. Do you think we are far enough removed from the other Adeline? Is that why I said it right this time?
Yeah. Okay.
That we can still name our baby Adeline. They would not share any grandparents. Just my sister's children would have two cousins. Adeline.
So it'd be like if Summer and Lottie had two cousins, Evelina.
Yeah.
So I might not have a relationship with the other Evelina.
No, that's right.
They probably don't live anywhere near each other. They're not going to be at the same school. But then is it strange that Summer and Lottie would have two cousins, Evelina?
No, I don't think it's that strange.
It's quite normal. Like, you know, there's common names and lots of people
have
them.
If you don't see them, I was thinking, like, you don't see my children's cousins.
No, but it does feel part of
an extended
family. So like we've got the same situation where somebody's used Hugo.
Right.
So Liam, our nephew, has a cousin Hugo already from the other side of the family. So then if I then had a Hugo, he'd have two Hugos and it would be a little bit.
But you wouldn't have not used the name, would you? Because you weren't going to go.
I wouldn't have.
If not, do you have any other suggestions with Lynn in them? Madeline is the obvious choice. My husband and I both kind of like a unique name of Adeline.
So yeah, Madeline is much more popular than Adeline.
Oh, and they're in Minnesota. I love saying where they're from, and it's from Elizabeth. So thank you so much for emailing in. We're so happy to deal with this dilemma. Yeah, this is a bit of an interesting one. I think the cousins removed scenario, like if my girls had cousins with the same name, I guess.
Well, the thing is, you might end up being Addie 1, Addie 2.
Yeah, but the thing is, Addie it happens and with friendships. So my one of my really good friends, her children have got a cousin, Summer, and obviously Summer friend.
Yes.
So she'll say to me, oh, it's their cousin, Summer, coming over.
Yes.
It just happens. You can try and avoid it as much as you like.
Yeah.
And then it can happen in a nanosecond that you make a new friend that becomes your kids' best friends and they've all got the same name.
Yeah, and you've given up on a name
and
you love.
And you've got a lovely, lovely meaning and reason for having
reason
the name.
Reason for using it. Yeah, I wouldn't give up on it. I mean, obviously, we already had an Evelina in the family when I chose Evelina.
Yeah.
So we've often been, we're going to Evelina's with my Evelina. And funny enough, I was just telling Naomi, one of my best friends now has a girlfriend called Evelina. And I'm like, what is going on?
You had
so
a cryptic
really
message.
Confusing.
You thought Chris was asking to take Evelina out.
He
you
messaged
were like,
me, can I bring Evelina to this? And I was like, where are you taking Evelina? Why are you taking her out? Like, what? Okay.
But that's what I mean. You could have spent ages avoiding Evelina. So you could have not had it because of the cousin's girlfriend in Sweden. Next minute, your best mate gets a girlfriend called Evelina.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just how you can't stop.
You can't control the world.
The
of
population
baby
names
of names.
No.
But I have come up with alternatives.
Well done.
Even though I say go with Adeline, it's not that close. And what she's saying is, what's interesting is that she likes the uniqueness of Adeline, but not that unique.
Turns out, not that unique.
And it is getting super popular over here. I know quite a few Addies and Adelines. So she could go Rosalind.
Yes.
And I really like Rosalind because it's unique, because it's not Rosalind, it's Rosalind. So you say the oh, it's a more interesting sound. An oh, hey, that's an oh. A Rosalind.
If you could have seen the expression as well on your face. Pain. Do you look in pain?
I'm trying to say it correctly. Rosalind. And it's interesting. Romeo was in love with Rosalind before he fell in love with Juliet.
So oh my goodness. I love that.
And she would be Rosa, not or Rosie. And I don't know how popular that is.
I love
she
Rosa.
Likes Addie. But there are a lot of Addies. I actually think that Rosie or Rosa.
I love Rosa.
So if they've got cousins, Addie and Rosie. You know,
do you remember our neighbour was called Rosa?
Rosa.
Yeah, I do.
That's
why I love it, because she used to give us sweets.
We used to go around with a crappy drawing. Nowadays, it'd be a bad rap. Another one with Lynn is the sound of Lynn, but you could look at names that spell at the end in L-E-N-E. Because what's interesting, we've got Adeline, Adeline, and then there's these E-N-E. And I really like the name Magdalene.
Yeah, well, I do. I really like it.
Isn't it unique?
Yes.
And not many people use it, but she could still be Addie if she was Magdalene. Or
is it because
she could
of
be
Mary Maggie. Of Magdalene?
Mary of Magdalene was in the Bible,
yeah.
But it's a name. It's from a place. It's a place named Magdalene, but she was, Mary of Magdalene was prominent figure in the Bible where she was rumoured to be Jesus's like girlfriend.
Yeah.
But she's only mentioned in the Bible about 8 times or something like that, but people do associate with Mary of Magdalene. So that would be interesting if that puts you off it or you like it more. But Magdalene I really like, and I thought she could still then be Addie. Or Maggie, which I really do like as well. Maggie or Mags gives us some things to play around with. And the last one I came up with is the name Marceline. So it's M-A-R-C-E-L-I-N-E. So it's the line ending. So Lynn was really, I was enjoying my Lynn research name.
Yeah.
Most of the Lynn names have been used. There's so many and they're all really popular, like Madeline. But Marceline is really interesting. It means little warrior. And it's much rarer than Adeline. Marceline, really pretty. I think it's very soft and gentle. She could be Marcy. She could be Celine, which I also really liked, which means heavenly, which I thought. She could be So I've got
lovely.
Rosalind, Magdalene, or Marceline, and they've all got Lynn spelt differently. So you can really have a bit broader search rather than honouring the Lynn and just thinking you have to go L-Y-N-N, and those names are really popular. Have another search around. Which do you like out of those? You're looking very confused.
Do you know why? Because I want to tell you a story. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. You know, like, I'm really in tune with my rap stars and edgy artists.
Oh, right.
Right?
I do know
there's
that.
An artist. This is such a half a story. So she's called Something Twigs.
Okay.
And she was about to do a tour when COVID kicked in, and it was all based on Magdalene. And the reason being is because she can have quite a bad name, because I think there was rumours of her being a prostitute.
Yeah.
And actually, she's completely twisted that on its head. And I heard her talking about it, and it was really beautiful what she was saying, like that strength and what an amazing woman she was, and that we should all channel our inner Magdalene, not think bad of her.
Right.
And that she was really misrepresented. And this is a whole tour is going to be based on this.
Oh, amazing.
So you could really research it. But as a rap star myself, I obviously have that inside knowledge. So I Mellow Days has brought that to the table. And I can't tell you how deep I've just digged to find that in my mind.
It's like having another really cool source of name inspo in the room.
You know your alter ego?
I feel like you have.
Mellow Days is that woman.
Where has Naomi gone? Mm. Because Mellow Days is in the house.
Don't worry, SJ, I'm back in the room. And I also like Rosa.
Mellow Days likes Magdalene. But Naomi
honestly, check
likes
that out.
Rosalind.
Try and find that link. Because it was so beautiful. I actually listened to it on a podcast and it was so beautiful the way she spoke. I think it's going to come back up.
I've actually seen it a few times around on like names and stuff like that. And I think with Adeline being so popular, Magdalene, and those names are. You know, we've talked a bit about it. It is, they're not dark names, but we used to think of things that were dark females. They say it was like Ophelia or Delilah, who were like temptresses or sorcerers.
Yeah.
Or we didn't like the Bellatrix from Harry Potter.
It's
we
would one go, story Hermione. About that person's name.
But we like that a bit now. We're
yeah,
like a
we
bit more,
do.
Do you know what? Women, often we were called bad or the dark ones if women in history did something that nowadays you would just think of normal. We're bringing those things back.
Exactly.
Stronger girl names.
And this was all about that it was all based on rumour and how that just would not happen today. It was really interesting, so do look that up as well. Okay.
I am woman, hear me roar.
Oh my God. There's SJ with her musicals. Okay. Two boys and a little lady.
Yeah.
Hi,
like
SJ.
Me.
I absolutely love your videos and spend most of my free time listening to them. Well, now you've got some music to listen to as well in this episode.
Yeah, after the podcast bit off, it's going to be what? The musical?
I absolutely love that, Sunami.
We've been wondering about where to go after podcast.
What's the next best thing? Oh, God.
No one is doing a musical podcast about baby names. Oh, wow.
Do you just DM us if you want to produce it? We're all up for it. I currently have two boys, August Clark and Bennett Davis. Good names.
They are, aren't they?
Name meanings are very important to me. With my boys, I wanted their first names to be unique and them and their middle names to have family ties to them. So that's a really good combination that we're seeing.
I love
it?
August and Bennett, and I've not heard them so much. And so they're really good names.
Clark is my brother's last name, and Davies is my late great grandmother's maiden name. Me and my husband are trying for a girl, but we need help, not with trying for the girl. Mellow Days was getting a bit dramatic there. Since I was a young girl, I've always loved the name Lainey Elizabeth. Elizabeth is my mother's name and Lainey, Michelle. Michelle being mine and my mother's middle name. Also, my husband's mother's first name is also Michelle. Whew, okay, we all got that.
Might help you if you wrap it in a rhythm.
Yeah, I know. For me,
do you want me to do the beat in the background?
For me, it would. Yeah. But here lately, I've seen Lainey popping up a few times in our small town, and it's making me start to feel like it's not unique enough.
Oh,
and it's been making me doubt if I should use this name that I've always loved. I was just signing off. Names I do find beautiful are Julia, Claire, Vera, Jane, Elsie, Dahlia. Please help. Not with the rapping.
Please help us. Please.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Well, maybe
with
she needs to take that
she,
back
she
now.
She doesn't.
From Victoria.
Yeah, so she's called Victoria.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so... Wow, lovely names that she likes already. So Lainey, she's saying, is getting really popular.
No, not where I am. Not on my hood. not in the studio in it.
Oh, dearie me.
Anyway, Lainey.
I'm not sure about this alter ego.
I'll stop it after this episode, but I will see it out.
Oh, my God, I've just seen. We've got to do the stories at the end as well.
Oh, yeah, don't wrap them out, whatever you do.
Right, so, dear, I've got some names for her. So she really, names are important to her. Lainey, it depends on where you live because it's not popular.
What lane you're doing.
If she lives in a small town and it's coming up a lot, it's obviously just suddenly hit that bubble of trend and it's so annoying when names
I wouldn't go with it if that happened, would you?
No, I wouldn't go with it. So I've got another name that I really like and it's the name Dulcie. D-U-L-C-I-E.
Yeah, I love Dulcie. That name.
Dulcie. Mm-hmm. So unique, much more unique than Lainey. Mm. And it means sweet. And I've always liked it meaning sweet.
I really love it. And I actually really looked at this name because I also think it gets shortened to Dolly, doesn't it? So I went I went through a fad of I would have loved Lottie to be Dolly.
Yeah.
And I was like, after Dolly Parton.
Of course.
Far more in my musical genre, as you can imagine. In fact, you could do something with your nail extensions like she does.
Oh, I could, yeah.
So I really like Dulcy. I went off it for a bit because do you remember Dulce's the shoe shop when we were younger?
Oh, but
people won't remember that because it was when we were younger. I think we're well over that and I don't think that shop exists anymore. But Dulcy, I really do like because I love Dolly.
And I think it sounds really sweet with Elizabeth. She's Dulcy Elizabeth.
Amazing.
Or Dulcy Michelle.
Yeah.
So they both sound nice. I like the fact that it means sweet. And I think it's a variation on Lainey that makes her stand out.
Yeah.
And I've also thought, you know, August, Bennett and Dulcy. She
so
stands
cool.
up to the boys
she?
With
yeah.
their big bros. The other one I've come up with is Delphine.
Yeah, beautiful.
Because I've seen that a lot and I'm really liking it. At the moment, it's a French city name. It is the name of 4th century French saint as well. And it's got some really nice kind of meaning. So it was the sanctuary of Apollo and Athena. And there's an ancient stadium as well, all in this city, Delphi. Mm. And I quite liked Delphine. I thought that, again, it's a bit like Elaine. Delphine Elizabeth or Delphine Michelle.
Yeah.
Just sound nice. But then I was looking at the names that she liked because she liked Dahlia, so I thought she might like Delphine. Vera, she might like Delphine. Her names were quite simple, I thought, because she said, you know, Julia, Claire, Jane. Mm. Actually, they're not crazy names.
No.
I don't know where does she live? Does she know a mellow day?
Well, they're all called Lainey where she lives.
So I thought looking for a real simple beauty that sort of matches those, she could go with Annie. Because Annie
yes.
is such an underlooked name.
Yes.
Lainey is kind of got that modern cuteness to it, like Dulcy as well. But Annie,
yeah.
actually, I think it's just such a crush name. It's left a little bit in the middle with Anne a little bit. And I think everyone's going Lainey, you go Annie. It's a spin-off of Lainey.
Yeah, really
and works
like
really
it.
Well with the same that you've got. So that's where I've got to with your girls. And good luck having that little girl coming along. Sorry about the rap. Enjoy your name.
Don't you dare apologise to me. And don't dare get it get edited out either. We're keeping it right in there because I can see a future.
I can see the...
So we're going to do our couple of funny stories. So we put a thing out on Instagram. Do check it out and follow us, guys. That's Baby Name Envy on Instagram. Every day there's polls. Questions. We've got some great name lists going on, and especially on the grid. If you save the grid post, it's my top tip because we get such good comments below those grid posts. The same with the YouTube, SJ Strum. Do subscribe and go into the community tab, which I had never really done before, because there's loads going on there. And underneath your videos, you also get some really good baby name lists.
Yeah,
I pulled
yeah,
one off of Instagram
so
this
good.
Week. They are really good. And it's just really nice to hear people's feedback. And obviously, you can then interact with someone going, well, what do you think of that? And you get, as we say, this unbiased, lovely opinion. But we are digging, because I'm in the chat, the funny stories that we got in this week. So we asked people for them, can you please keep your funny story names coming in? Because they are giving us a giggle, aren't they? We are really loving them. And a great way to end the podcast. So have you got them?
I've got a couple here to see
then.
What you think of these, Naomi.
Go on then.
If it's Naomi back in the room. So basically, these are a couple of ones that got sent in from people who'd met somebody with these names and had to keep a straight face. So somebody sent us this message. I met a lovely lady called Janital.
Oh.
J-A-N-N-A-T-U-L.
Oh.
Janital.
Oh.
She was lovely, but I couldn't say her name with a straight face
for a while.
I don't think you could. Janital.
No. I'd end up just calling her Janital, wouldn't you? It would just be so awful.
Oh, it's just like, when do you tell somebody? So the next lady had to actually tell the woman as well from stopping her making that type of Janital mistake. So this is a neonatal nurse.
I want you to keep saying it because one time you're going to slip up and you'll be mortified.
So this person sent us a DM on Instagram, Soph, and she said, as a neonatal nurse, I'm there when many babies are named.
Lovely.
Oh, I would absolutely love that. And well done for being a neonatal nurse. Mm. That's an amazing role. I cared for a new mummy who didn't speak very much English but lived full time in this country. Her surname was Kin and she had a beautiful little boy, Wan.
Oh no. Should we just leave that there? Because I think Melodies would have a field day with that.
We had to delicately explain to her what this meant in English. I mean, with
did
actions.
Actions.
How did you
pictures.
Do it? She said, luckily, Google Translate worked a treat. And she changed his name. Keep up the good work. No children, but recently called my new puppy Bessie seeing it on a video. So I've named Bessie, and thank you for helping Mrs. Kin name her child. And thanks for the funny stories. Thanks, Naomi, for being a wonderful co-host,
and
for
rapper.
Giving me lots of laughs. I think I'm going to need a little break now, and I will definitely laugh listening to this back. If you do want to get in touch with us, the best way to do it is over DM us on Baby Name Envy on Instagram. You can email me sj.strum@yahoo.com with any dilemmas. To react to this podcast, rate and review it on Apple. You can also now get this podcast on Amazon Music, where you can follow us as well, which gives us another big double tick in the world of getting this podcast out there. Thank you, everybody. We have love chatting your names today, and we will see you next Sunday, bright and early, for another podcast. Bye,
Thanks, guys.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.